This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 minutes after six on this Thursday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
And it's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 798 and 3/4, up 4. March wheat trading at 814 and 3/4, up 2 and 3/4. December corn now trading at 720 and a quarter, that's down 3/4. March corn trading at 724, that's down 1 1/2. January soybeans now trading at 1472 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. March beans now trading at 1469 and 3/4, that's down 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, 45 cents lower at 86.32. The Brent crude, 22 cents lower at 109.28. The February gold contract, $24.70 lower at $1,693.20. The U.S. dollar index 0.156 higher at 79.971. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 794 and 3/4, down 11. March wheat ended at 812, down 9 1/2. May wheat ended at 824 and a half, down 9 1/4. December corn yesterday ended at 721, down 3 1/4. March corn ended at 725 and a half, down 2 1/2, and May corn ended at 728 and a half, down 2. January soybeans yesterday ended at 1473 and a half, up 1 1/2. March beans ended at 1470 and a half, down 3/4. May beans ended at 1455, down 4. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 459.50, up 45. January meal ended at $452, up 39. March meal ended at $447, up 38. December soybean oil yesterday ended at $49.18, down 69. January oil ended at $49.54, down 66. March oil ended at $50.03, down 67. December oats yesterday ended at $3.69 and a quarter, down 3 1/2. March oats ended at 385 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. And first of all, the Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans slightly higher and corn and wheat slightly lower. Technical selling at the Board of Trade plus carryover weakness from yesterday's USDA supply-demand report pushed wheat prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 3 cents lower at 705 to 718, while soybean bids ended mixed at 1436 to 1453. In central Illinois, Kentucky Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 716 to 732. Soybean bids were up 3 to 6, I'm sorry, up 1 to 3 cents at 1456 to 1474. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 1 to 3 lower at 696 to 742. Soybean bids also ended mixed at 1470 to 1492, while the wheat prices ended 3 to 8 cents lower at 785 to 802. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended 2 cents higher for the day at 1488 to 1498, while basis ended steady at 15 to 25 over January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $3.90 a ton on Wednesday to range from $4.63 to $4.74 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids lost 3 cents down to $7.25 to $7.30, with basis ending steady, ranging from option to 5 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at $7 to $7.08, with basis unchanged at 25 to 17 under March. Soybean bids gained 4 to 6 cents at 1473 to 1485, with basis gaining 3 to 5 cents, ranging from option to 12 over January. New crop wheat prices on Wednesday lost 10 cents down to 791 to 803. Basis ended steady, ranging from 42 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at 686 to 720. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 2 to 16 cents, ranging from $15 to 1504. Soft red winter wheat down 10 cents at 801 to 802, and Milo only 2 cents lower at 687 to 688. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 579 to 594. New crop soybean bids at 1259 to 1284. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from 585 up to 606. New crop soybeans at 1277 to 1292. And the bids in southern Illinois for new crop corn, those range from 571 to 616. New crop soybeans, 1274 to 1290. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery, those bids range from 777 to 803. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. December hogs ended at 82.07, down 2. February hogs ended at 85.65, up a dollar and a half. March hogs ended at 90.47, up 102. December cattle yesterday, 126.35, down 20. February cattle, 131.80, down 15. April cattle, 135.75, up 22. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 152.75, up 67. March feeders, 154.72, up 35. April feeders, 155.87, up 47. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report for Wednesday. First of all, in the eastern corn belt on Wednesday afternoon, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.12 lower for the day. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $73 up to $79, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.33. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Wednesday, slaughter sows traded steady to weak. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were at 40 to 45, 4 to 5 weight sows at 41 to 47, 5 to 550s at 46 to 53, and heavyweight sows over 550 at $48 to $54. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds range from 36 to 40, heavyweight boars over 300 pounds at $10 to $16. On the Illinois direct trade on Wednesday, at the country buying points, barrels and gilts, U.S. 1s and 3s traded steady to weak. 220 to 290-pound barrels and gilts range from 51 to 54, with a few head up to $55. An Illinois movement of hogs on Wednesday totaled 10,388 head. In the cattle trading, especially in Illinois on Wednesday, the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, estimated receipts this morning totaled 561 head, and compared to last week, steers and heifers traded 50 cents to a dollar lower, while the whole slaughter Holstein steers were lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers range from 123 up to 125. Choice Holstein steers at 112.50. Slaughter heifers choice range from 123 to 124. Also, we have a short report from the Fairview Livestock Auction in Fairview, Illinois from Tuesday. Receipts for the auction totaled 398 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to a dollar lower, while the slaughter cows sold mostly steady. The choice slaughter steers range from 124 to 129.50. Choice slaughter heifers at 123 to 129 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, premium type, untraded. Breaking cows range from 70 to 75. Boning cows at 60 to 65. And the lean cows, 50 to 56. Also, a recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville on Tuesday. Receipts for that auction totaled 454 head. And compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter Holsteins down $2. And the slaughter cows traded mostly $1 lower. Choice slaughter steers range from 124 to 128. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 113 to 115. And the choice slaughter heifers range from 120.75 to 127. Boning cows range from 77 to 82. Lean cows, 67 to 72. And feeder steers, medium and large ones weighing 600 to 700 pounds, traded at 120 up to 122. And feeder heifers, medium and large twos weighing 300 to 400 pounds at 120 to 141. Some 4 to 5 weight heifers at 115 to 125. And some 5 to 6 weight heifers at 100 to 101. From the National Carlisle Pork reported the close on Wednesday, trading was moderate as 97 loads traded today. Boston butts traded unevenly steady, while the fresh quarter-inch trim loins ended steady to $2 higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended 83 cents lower for the day at $83.58. And the boxed beef cutout values on Wednesday at the close, those prices ended mixed. Choice carcasses lost 39 cents down to $195.78, while select carcasses gained 67 cents at $175.34. On the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, cattle slaughter estimated at a light 119,000 head. That's the same as last week and compared to 123 a year ago. Hog slaughter on Wednesday estimated at 433,000 head. That's the same as last week and 431,000 a year ago. Also, a short recap of the United Producers Hay Auction at Shelbyville. Their receipts totaled 453 bale. Premium quality alfalfa in small squares traded at $7 to $7.50 with some good quality at $4.50 per bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality, it was at $4.25 to $4.75, and the mixed grass, good quality, at $3.75 to $5 per bale. That concludes our livestock report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.59.5 unchanged. For block cheese, $1.76 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.65 down $1. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, $18.48. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.14. For January, $7.16. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.11. For January, $7.16. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.81. For January, $14.79. And wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $7.66. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $7.14. Corn at Scottville, $7.11. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.81. Wheat at Scottville, $7.66. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. It is 6:22 on this Thursday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
The wintertime is a great time to think about your lawn and ornamentals for the spring. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications, as well as herbicide, insecticide, and fertilizer treatments for your ornamentals. For a free estimate, call Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331 and ask for Tim Rothy, Turf Specialist for M&M Service Company.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at ctemi.com.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois today, high temperatures in the low 50s. We will have south winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy, the high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the mid 40s. Right now, 32 degrees under mostly clear skies at the Weather Center. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The affordability of Lincolnland Community College helps me advance my career.
At LLCC, we are committed to helping every student succeed.
Go to college at Lincolnland Community College. Register now for spring classes.
I'm attending Lincolnland Community College on a scholarship that pays all my tuition. It's a great deal and a great education.
Go to college at Lincolnland Community College. Register now for spring classes.
LLCC Litchfield 324-2090.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. We discussed the grain trade and what affects it. Much of what affects it now are water levels on the Mississippi.
A lot of it is now, although we've been seeing those high Gulf prices ration demand for a number of months now, even before the river went down. But now that is the concern. Can it get it down? Fortunately, we've been getting some unexpected moisture across the mid-Mississippi Valley, and that's helped keep those water levels above that critical minus 5 foot level at St. Louis, so we can keep that stretch north of St. Louis open. Right now, NOAA weather is forecasting water levels to drop below that critical 5.0 level at the end of this month, but earlier, a few weeks back, they were projecting it to happen about now, so we have bought some more time there.
Is that the biggest problem on the river, is the levels north of St. Louis rather than south?
Yeah, it really is. North of St. Louis, between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois, that's the primary concern. Other areas of the Mississippi have more of a softer bottom, as I understand it, so that if water levels drop, they tend to carve out more of a channel so barges can keep going. But that area has rock pinnacles that prevent that from happening. There are some moves to kind of blast those pinnacles out of there, but that takes time. Approval by a lot of government agencies may not happen until January, February, or later.
That could be a problem later on.
Yeah, exactly right. Biggest problem for soybeans, since there are no other alternative sources right now in the world for soybeans of measure, so it has to come from the U.S., and we had a major analyst, closely followed analyst, inside China warned yesterday U.S. may not have enough soybeans to keep China supplied until the South American harvest. It may require significantly higher prices. That's more bullish than even I've been on soybeans. I have felt like we would have enough to get us to the South American harvest, but that would leave the cupboards too empty to supply domestic needs through the second half of the marketing year, requiring us to do considerable imports from Brazil.
One thing also about the river levels, if they have to shut the river off, which they've been talking about, it might help like livestock producers and feeders in our area. It might make corn cheaper.
It will certainly reduce the competition at that point. The question then is whether there will be enough left for livestock producers and processors above that level. So we look at ethanol production to this point. We're about 58 million bushels of consumption or so above the pace needed to hit USDA's target for ethanol. The big question is feed usage. How big is that demand? We'll get a better taste of that in the January report. I still believe it's bigger than what USDA is showing. We'll have to wait till January 11th to see.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Plain and simple, meat scientist Daryl Tatum says marbling matters.
We keep finding that same result, that as fat content went up, marbling level went up, preference for flavor went up. And we identified several key flavor notes that they were identifying, that the consumers in our study identified that were characterized as kind of that beefy brothy, which is the basic beef type flavor. It went up with marbling. But then we have one that we have just recently begun to focus on. It's a buttery beef fat flavor, and it has the flavor of sweet butter. And so that one showed up as real strong as marbling increased as well.
A recent beef checkoff study used trained panelists to discern these flavor notes. Mr. Tatum says the correlation between marbling and eating experience is important. People buy beef for the wow factor.
So they don't buy it as a cheap source of protein. It's not why they're eating beef. And so, particularly in this country where people are used to eating grain-finished product and prefer the tastes of that, it really kind of boils down to two things. How tender is it and how flavorful is it? And if it's pretty tender and doesn't have any tenderness issues, tenderness is really, really important. But if it's pretty tender or some products are similar in tenderness, then flavor becomes a huge, huge driver.
The research found that beef with modest to moderate marbling, the threshold for premium choice brands, the chance of a good eating experience is 82% to 88%. That's in stark contrast to low choice at 62% or select at 29%.
The other thing that is really critical, I think, relative to marbling is that whole mouthfeel experience. And it does contribute a little bit of oiliness, but it really makes chewing the product a little easier. It contributes positively to tenderness and does some things like that as well.
So if this meat scientist is going out for a nice meal out, there's no question he'll choose a place that serves a well-marbled steak. In other farm news today, the Army Corps of Engineers will reportedly take one of the steps requested by a large group of organizations and lawmakers to maintain navigation on the Mississippi River. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt and two river industry trade groups say the Army Corps has informed them that work to blast barge-impeding rock pinnacles in the middle of the river could start next week. This is one important step in keeping the river open to barge traffic. Even so, barge traffic is in jeopardy as the drought has left water levels as much as 20 feet below normal along a 180-mile stretch from St. Louis to Carroll. Adding to the problem was an Army Corps decision last month to cut the outflow from an upper Missouri River dam by two-thirds. Officials with American Waterways Operators and Waterways Council Incorporated says the Corps needs to restore some of that flow along with the expedited rock removal. According to Waterways Council Incorporated President and CEO Michael Tuohy, the release of sufficient water from Missouri River reservoirs during this time this rock pinnacle work takes place is essential to preserving a 9-foot channel on the Mississippi that will sustain commercial navigation and the movement of our nation's critical commodities and exports. It is being reported that Utah Senator Orrin Hatch has called upon President Obama to end the death tax. At the end of the year, the current rate of the estate tax will go from 35% on assets valued at more than $5 million to 55% on assets of more than $1 million. Hatch called that a burden that can be a death sentence for the American workers and family farms. Critics are saying that Congress should slash at least $100 billion in costs from the U.S. Farm Bill, 3 or 4 times more than cuts currently proposed. They are targeting the sugar subsidy and biotech support programs. They believe the $5 billion a year direct payment subsidy to farmers should be eliminated as part of temporary legislation that would bridge the gap to a new 5-year law in 2013. That would mean no vote on a farm bill this year. Acting U.S. Secretary of Commerce Rebecca Blank and U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk will host Chinese Vice Premier Wang Qishan for the 23rd session of the U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade on December 18th and 19th in Washington. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will also take part in the discussions to address key agricultural trade concerns. Acting Secretary Blank says this will be an opportunity for the United States to continue building a strong foundation for our bilateral trade with China. Goals for these discussions include securing markets for U.S. exports, protecting intellectual property, and eliminating regulatory obstacles in China that obstruct trade. Recently, U.S. pork producers honored hundreds of military families by distributing pork dinners during the 2012 Snowball Express, a charity for the children of America's fallen military heroes. Derek Sleaser, a pork producer from Cherokee, Iowa, and a member of the National Pork Board, said they appreciate the sacrifice these parents and children have made and want to give something back. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is Jackie Luking of the Illinois Quarter Horse Association. She'll talk about their convention and trade show January 11th through the 13th at the Keller Convention Center in Effingham. The Saturday Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:15 here on FM 106 and at 12:45 on both WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106. Once again, the Montgomery County Pork Producers and WSMI Radio are continuing their holiday tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. Until Friday the 21st, we'll give away $20 worth of pork certificates each weekday, courtesy of the Montgomery County Pork Producers. Just email your name and mailing address to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. We'll draw a winner randomly each weekday. Those who have won something from WSMI over the past 30 days are not eligible. Winners will be notified by mail. Once again, you can email to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade as we close this morning, December wheat now trading at $7.98. That's up 3 1/4. March wheat trading at $8.14 1/4, up 2 1/4. December corn trading at $7.20, down a penny. March corn trading at $7.24, down 1.5. January soybeans trading at $14.72 3/4, down 3/4. March beans trading at $14.69 3/4, down 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.